Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.
Good morning, Storm Watchers. I'm Chip Merriweather, and I'm here to report on the second game of Storm's Sunday night doubleheader. After playing a number of games with 9 players instead of 10, Storm found themselves on the other end of the equation, as Hannett was short-hanneted with only 8 to start the game. A 9th would show up mid-inning. Storm had a full complement of players, and thought the league was following T-ball rules the first 2 innings, as they batted exactly through the batting order in each inning. Storm scored the max 6 in both innings with only 1 home run smacked by the palindrome. Storm took advantage of some inconsistent pitching as they walked a number of times as well as hitting a number of singles. Storm slowed down slightly in the third, only scoring 4, before going back to mercying Hannett in the fourth. They also scored 6 in the fifth, but Hannett was also recorded 3 outs, as it was an open inning. Hannett's defense had something to prove in the sixth, and they blanked Storm for the first time during the game. Hannett was unable to generate much offense. They scored 5 in the third and 3 in the sixth, but it wasn't nearly enough to keep pace with Storm. Hannett will surely put in a much stronger showing in the playoffs when they have their young core back from their various coaching engagements. They seem content to sit near the bottom of the standings and then cause chaos in the playoff rankings as they unseat much higher ranked teams and generally throw the playoff structure out of whack. With 2 games left, Storm has clinched the second seed and still has hope of finishing first, depending on the results of the final games of the season. It is an absolute nail biter. It's going to go right down to the wire. How many cliches can a cliche? All right, this is Chip Merriweather, clearly under the weather, over the weather, running out of steam. See you next time on Storm
Watch with Chip Merriweather.